When I think about the three things of my early childhood that are the most compelling threads of memories, not single episodes, but threads that accompanied me across, spans of years as a child. The three threads are science and music and diversifying. The science was fed by my grandfather, my father's father. He was one of seven children. I think he may have been born on a train between Toronto and San Francisco. But in any case, he was an MD and he was very interested in science. He subscribed to nature and to science.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember his collection of those. Not every physician is into science. They're into medicine and what they do. This struck me. And he had built his own refractory telescope. When I was very young, 2-3 years old, he had built it from scratch. When I was 2-3 years old, he'd show me the moon and he'd show me how to identify certain planets and how to adjust this thing and how to change the lenses. You use a lower powered lens to fixate on the object and then you change the lens and put in a higher powered lens. You screw out the old one, screw in the new one, so you can get a closer look. And he had 4 or 5 lenses. And I remember, certainly by the time I was 5, I knew how to operate this thing and how to spot things. He was a member of the AAAS by virtue of subscribing to science. And they used to have this thing called Things of Science, which was a subscription program. And every month or so, he'd get in the mail a little box. They might have been of varying sizes, but I remember somewhat smallish boxes. And inside were experiments for kids. In the preferred iteration of this, the kid would do it with an adult.
Right.
And so, 1 month there'd be a lesson in optics, another would be magnetism, another would be electricity. And it was all these principles, fundamental principles of science that I remember going over with him every month.
He would do them with you.
He'd do them with me, yeah. My dad was not into science and didn't really have an interest in engineering or how things work. That was my grandfather, who, by the way, had built his own house and served as the electrical contractor, the plumber, the framer, the whole works. And I remember the family story is that when I was 4, and so the family story is that when I was 4 and 5 and 6, I was the only one in the family besides him who knew how to turn off all the valves to shut the pipes for winter. Anyway, these things of science were great.
And you'd get a chance to think very mechanistically about how things work together. If you're changing out lenses and putting things together at that level.
Yeah, and gears, and you change the gear and it changes the speed, and what's the effect of putting 2 gears in a system versus 3? There's the smaller gear, there's the smallest gear have the same effect when there's 3 as when there's 2.
Yeah.
And yes, very mechanistic and very oriented towards the curiosity of what lies beneath the surface of what you see, what you observe in terms of how an object behaves. Is sometimes at odds with what you observe about what makes it behave that way. It was fabulous. I loved him. He was great to spend time with, and he doted on me, and he was a great mentor. He had been an Orthodox Jew, but had lapsed at some point. The music thread.
Well, so did you go about it with some of the same principles in that you would look at things mechanistically and how to take them apart and put them together, or was that still more holistic for you?
Oh, no, I was taking stuff apart all the time. I had this play pen long before there was IKEA. It came deconstructed, and you had to put it together. The parents had to put it together, and it was held together by wing nuts. And apparently, when I was 2 and a half, I had learned how to undo all the wing nuts, and the whole thing just sort of fell flat. Fortunately, it fell outwards and not on me.
Yeah.
But, there's some age, and I'm not sure what this... I don't really remember what age this was. I suspect I was already 8, but the family story is that I was 5. We had this radio that my grandfather had given us, a tube-operated console AM-FM radio. And at some point, it stopped working, and I apparently took the back off, took all the tubes out, brought them with me in a brown paper bag to the grocery store where they had a tube testing machine set up in the front of the store.
Oh.
And I'd never used it, but I had seen it.
Yeah.
And I knew what it was for. And so I had to ask my mother to lift me up because it was way up here for my, short height. And as she held me up there, I put tubes in the sockets, You know, there were like 30 different sockets depending on the tube. Yeah. You had to adjust the voltage and cathode values and all these things, and then you would test it. And I identified one or two tubes that were faulty, and we bought them, and I brought them home, put the radio back together, and it worked. So yeah, mechanistic.